Sage Memorial Hospital in Ganado, Arizona, on the Navajo Nation, has agreed to a $200 million settlement with the Indian Health Service. The settlement ends an ongoing lawsuit in which hospital administrators allege the IHS illegally terminated a contract with the hospital, costing the facility half of its funding. The settlement includes a new three-year contract as well as damages. Christy El-Maligi is the administrator for Sage Memorial Hospital. And Christy, what led to the settlement?
Well, this was, you know, a really long and ongoing litigation. So that the litigation began in October of 2014. And as of December 2016, you know, we were slated to go to trial in February of 2017. And it had resulted in, you know, many motions, many claims, you know, awarded to us, you know, by a federal judge. And, you know, that, of course, led to the talks between the attorneys to sit down, you know, and come to the table to discuss, you know, the damages and the harm that this unlawful termination of the contract had caused for Sage. And, you know, after 3 days of discussions, we were able to kind of put together pieces of the settlement in December of 2016, and here we are, you know, here we are in October of 2017.
So what do you expect to use the money for? I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And so, you know, in order to really appreciate, you know, the gravity of the amount of money that this settlement entails, you know, you really have to understand a little bit about the background and the socioeconomic status of the Navajo Nation and its citizens. You know, because of the lack of the socioeconomic conditions, the citizens really have a lack of access to quality health care, which is true for most Native Americans. And the socioeconomic conditions on the Navajo Nation and reservations, for the most part, are significantly worse than those encountered throughout the United States as a whole. So the extreme incidence of poverty among Native Americans makes access to affordable health care services difficult at best, even if provided by the U.S. government through Indian Health Services. So with that being said, you know, Navajo Sage Hospital is the primary provider of healthcare services for about 30,000 Navajos in its primary service area and approximately 200,000 Navajos citizens in its secondary service area. And it also serves as a primary employer in the area. So with the settlement of this litigation, the board has a plan to reinvest that money back into the community, and their plan is to do this through the development of a new healthcare campus. So that will result in the expansion of services, an increase of the access to high-quality healthcare, an increase in employment opportunities, you know, all resulting really in a significant increase in the level of socioeconomic conditions for the area.
Christy El-Maligi is the administrator for Sage Memorial Hospital. We've also reached out to the Indian Health Service to get their perspective on the settlement. We've not heard back from anyone within the agency.